Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
All right, back out of here on The Fan. It is Afternoon Drive. It's Jonathan Pino and Nick Bodone with you guys. Daryl Rotter joining us in about 40 minutes. We go out to The Fan Hotline, though. He covers the Longhorns for OrangeBloods.com. His name is Anwar Richardson, and he joins us right now on The Fan. Hello, Anwar. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. Just touched down in the beautiful city of Columbus, and I'm looking forward to the game tomorrow.
Well, welcome to Ohio. We have all sorts of beautiful things that I hope you take. Is there anything that, I mean, because it's not like Texas and Ohio State. This is only, what, the fifth time the two teams are playing, so you probably don't even have, like, a bunch of different places you constantly go to when you come here.
No, this is, like, the first time, right? So I'm literally going to, like, Yelp my life over the next 2 days and just see what the best reviews are and what I can do within walking distance. But, you know, hey, from the photos and from the experiences and everything I've seen, it looks like an amazing city. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, we definitely have an Urban Meyer restaurant that you can go to where you can see the spot where he performed a proctology exam on the dance floor.
I don't know, man. My fiance is back at home, but I don't think I should do that, man. I'm gonna stay away from that, man. Any other places that you can recommend? Is there Chili's anywhere that you can recommend?
Anwar joining us here on the Fan Hotline. Well, actually, hold on, Nick. Do you have any recommendations? You know Columbus.
There's a bunch of good wing spots. Do they have Cane's in Texas? That's like a Columbus staple.
You talk about the Raisin Cane's?
Yeah. I didn't know that was in Texas
joint?
As well.
Like, are you serious right now? Like,
that originated in Columbus.
You know, like, Anwar, there's a great White Castle off the highway that he's going to refer you to as well.
Exactly. He's like, hey, if you like to order by number, I've got another fantastic place for you. It's this place called La McDonald's, right? And it's French. And so you might want to try that, too. Like, no. All right. No, I'm not going to go for your recommendations. I'm just going to yelp. I see how you treat the Texas guy. I already got it, so no problem. It's all good, guys. So I'm glad to be on the show.
I like that it just completely disqualified him from any recommendation that he would have given, because that's 100% right.
That's okay.
All right, Anwar, let's get into it. I think you're in such an interesting and unique spot, you know, covering the Longhorns and being around the program and trying to balance the idea that everyone just wants to talk about Arch Manning, but you don't have much data to actually work with. How has that been in what could be one of the best quarterbacks we've ever seen, but also he still has to do it first?
You know, that's a great, great question. I'm glad you've asked that, actually, because it is this weird thing where everybody is ready to anoint Arch Manning as the next great quarterback of college football. Anoint him as the next great Manning. But there's two games that he started in, right? And so he came in off the bench versus UTSA last year. He started against La Monroe, and he started against Mississippi State. So sorry, none of those teams have a pulse. And so, all due respect to Mississippi State, of course, when you say all due respect, that's usually when you actually are disrespectful, right? But you know, Mississippi State is a horrible team. So, I don't, it's hard for me to say to, okay, I know for sure what you're going to get from Arch Manning, what he will probably be and what he'll eventually develop into. That's two totally different things, but he's making his first road start of his career against the defending national champions in their house. For me to just absolutely think that there's not going to be any road bumps, there's not going to be any hiccups, and just somehow, some way, the Manning name just gets carried over, and there's a torch, and like all the growing that a quarterback is supposed to do, all the growing and the learning and the development and the bumps and the bruises that happens with every single quarterback, somehow, some way, he's just supposed to avoid that. I just found that almost to be football malpractice. I feel like he's going to have those issues. I feel like Ohio State will see really early on. I mean, I know Ohio State. I mean, you guys know football. They're going to do things to try to disrupt him and disguise schemes and you know, pressure him and, you know, force him into bad throws and bad decisions. And so, yes, Arch Manning has the name. He's what everyone's talking about. He's probably, you know, one of the most he's probably the most popular player in college football, one of the most popular names in all of football. But at that being said, I don't know how much that means come tomorrow when you're going against the defending national champions in their house.
Anwar, you know, Coach Sark said this week that the biggest thing that Arch can do is stay true to his routine. That's the best thing that Arch Manning is going to be able to do. Do you think that the coaching staff is going to try to, you know, handhold him a little bit and maybe have the first couple of drives be a little vanilla so Arch can ease into such a big game to really start his true career as the quarterback one of Texas?
I mean, I think if you do something like that, like, you're going to be playing from behind against Ohio State. I mean, you can't do that. You can't put kid gloves on him. You know, he's your starting quarterback for a reason. And you got to have the confidence in him that this is year three. He had 2 years under Quinn Ewers. He was able to kind of learn and develop from him and watch Quinn. You know, one of the things Arch talked about this past couple of weeks was just being able to watch Quinn and feeling like Quinn played pretty good in big games. And look, you know, Texas has played really good in games, especially road games, over the past couple of years. Two seasons ago, Texas goes on the road. They beat Alabama on the road by double digits, 34-24 in their house. Last year, Texas goes on the road against the defending national champions. They play against Michigan, and they beat them by double digits in their house, right? So now, I'm not saying that's going to happen against Ohio State. Like, don't get me wrong, right? But what I am saying is that there is a team that has a little bit of confidence that says, okay, we know how to go and operate and on the road. And while I understand what he's trying to say, like how Arch needs to kind of stay true to his routine and what that routine may be, Arch doesn't really have a large body of work of that routine. But what he does have a large body of work is watching Quinn Ewers perform. I think the big advantage that maybe that Arch would have over a guy like Quinn, and you guys know it because there is a iconic moment that Ohio State had with Sawyer, is that Arch will be a little bit more mobile than what Quinn was. You know, he's more of a guy that, you know, Quinn was more, you knew where Quinn was going to be at all times. You knew he was going to be about 5 yards behind the ball, maybe 7 yards, something to that effect, right? Arch is a little bit more mobile. And so because Arch is more mobile, now what Ohio State is going to have to kind of factor in is, hey, he's also a guy that probably might be prone to take off, and he's got wheels. He's a very fast guy. Like, everyone always wants to talk about Peyton, and everyone wants to talk about Eli, and everyone always forgets that his dad is Cooper Manning. The dad is the most athletic of all the Mannings in that family, right? I mean, he was the guy who was a wide receiver in the SEC until he got hurt, right? And so I hear what they're saying, but I don't think you can kid glove him. I think you're going against Ohio State, you got to let it hang, and you've got to really, really allow him to kind of grow and develop. Because after Ohio State, I don't know if you checked out Texas's schedule, ain't nothing to watch in the month of September. They play San Jose State, they play UTEP, they play Sam Houston State. I don't even know the order, quite honest with you. I just don't have to be at the games. I'm just going to show up and I'm just going to look at the time the day before, right? So they really got to make sure, like, in this game, they let him do as much as possible. So if there's corrections that need to be made in the month of September before they play Florida in October, they really have to say, all right, Arch, you just got to go out there. It's your time. It's your show. It's your team. Like, go out and do it and do the thing that you've been waiting to do.
The last time these two teams met in the playoff, Jeremiah Smith was basically a non-factor if you just looked at the box score. Obviously, Texas they were diagnosing and they were trying to figure out how much they could stop him. You still ended up losing by, you know, two scores. Do you think that'll be the same game plan, or do you think they'll have to mix it up because of what ended up happening in that loss?
Yeah, that's one of the, that's one of those like I-9 trophy victories, right? It's like everyone, it's like you can sit to say like, oh, you held a Jeremiah Smith to one catch for 3 yards. Well, what the hell does that really matter? Like that, what is, that's like, you know, it's kind of like you ever have some friends who would tell you like, hey, you see that guy in the NFL? We played against his team in high school. You're like, okay, I mean, I don't know what that means because this guy's in the NFL, right? And so yeah. Like saying that you limited him, that's great. First of all, Listen. I know I'm a Texas guy, and I know I cover Texas, but I try to pride myself in being very unbiased. There's no way in hell they're going to hold Jeremiah Smith to one catch for 3 yards on Saturday. Like, that's not happening, okay? He's way too good. You know, one of the reasons they were able to do that is because they had a guy by the name of Jahdae Barron, who was the best defensive back in the country, right? So, he won the award that says he was the best defensive back in the country. So, having him against Jeremiah Smith, that actually that helped. But to your point, it didn't help him win. And so at the end of the day, if you're Texas, what you have to understand is that Jeremiah Smith is good. And that's good is probably an underestimation. You just got to hope that he doesn't have a game where it's 10 catches for a 170 and 2 touchdowns. Right? You don't need him just lighting you up. You got to understand that he's going to get his. It's going to happen. But if you're Texas and you've got a really good defense, you've got to say to yourself, all right, yes, we got a young quarterback who's inexperienced, more inexperienced than young. But you know what? Ohio State's kind of have the same issue as well. They have a quarterback that's inexperienced. So you know what? We need to go ahead and throw the kitchen sink at him. We need to disguise our coverages against him, right? We need to go ahead and pressure him so he doesn't have time to complete those passes to Jeremiah Smith, right? We also know that Ohio State has to see what they have in that run game because what they had last year, I mean – you had some studs, right? And so they have to be able to say to themselves, that defense has to be the thing. Like, if Texas is going to win this game, it's going to be because their defense showed up and showed out on a really big stage. If the defense doesn't show up and the defense doesn't limit this offense, and especially in a hostile territory, it could potentially be a long night for them. So, yes, Jeremiah Smith, we know he's the earth, moon, and stars. He's probably a top five draft pick if he came out after this season, right? Some people said he could have been a first round pick, you know, after last season. But at the end of the day, trying to bank on you're going to have that kind of success against him again, that's probably fool's gold. What Texas would have to do is stop all the other things. And really, it starts with they have to stop that quarterback. And don't let him get comfortable, because the Saints all of a sudden starts getting comfortable and starts getting into a rhythm. Then all of a sudden, like I said, it's on the road. You guys have seen this before. Sometimes there's a snowball effect that can take place. And by the way, I don't know if you noticed, Ohio State is defending national champs. I don't care who they lost. They're still pretty damn good. And you have to take.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Got into account.
Anwar Richardson joining us on the Fan Hotline, covers Texas for orangebloods.com. Anwar, I want to ask about the Texas wide receiver group, because you guys obviously graduated two big name players to the National Football League. Matthew Bond goes there in the first round, or Matthew Golden, rather. Isaiah Bond finds his way to our Cleveland Browns. Who is Arch Manning throwing the ball to this year?
Well, he's, I mean, he's got guys to throw to, you know, they're just unproven. So he's got, you know, one of his top receivers be a guy in the name of Ryan Wingo, former five-star out of St. Louis. You know, he was a guy that, to your point, had to kind of sit and wait his turn and kind of sit and develop. But he'll be a guy, and I'll be honest with you, you know, he's a taller guy. I don't have his dimensions in front of me, but he's a big-bodied receiver. You know, he's a five-star, right? And so, you know, so he's, you know, of that Jeremiah Smith elk, not as good, of course, at this moment. But, you know, he'll be one of the primary guys that they look to. They've compared him behind the scenes at a guy who has the potential to be kind of a Julio Jones. That's been their comparison. Of course, everybody always compares someone to like a real stud. Like, no one ever compares someone to like a really average guy. But you know, they you have him, you have Parker Livingstone, another kind of tall receiver. You're going to see a lot of, you know, big body, tall receivers. DeAndre Moore is the guy that's going to be in the slot for them. And they got a tight end that came out of Cal by the name of Jack Andrews, who was really, really productive. They got him in the transfer portal. He'll be a starting guy that's replacing Gunnar Helm, you know, who you guys know, you know, made an NFL roster, you know, high, you know, good draft picks, so on and so forth. So, you know, they'll have some guys in the backfield. They return Quintrevion Weisner or Trey Weisner. Don't be confused. Some people call him Trey Weisner. Some people call him Quintrevion Weisner. Nonetheless, he rushed for over 1,000 yards last season, so they have him back. They also have a five-star running back by the name of C.J. Baxter. He was hurt last season, didn't play, but he's back and healthy. Sark has kind of described them as running back 1A, 1B for him. And so they'll have like a backfield of guys, and, you know, again, they have to see. But the biggest thing for me, guys, is that offensive line. Because that was the problem against Ohio State last year, is that defensive line had their way with this offensive line. And by the way, they had their way with an offensive line that had three draft picks. Like, this wasn't a bad offensive line that Ohio State went against. One of the guys by the name was Kelvin Banks. He was a first-round pick by the Saints, right? You also had Cam Williams that was drafted. And then you had Hayden Connor who was drafted as well. So you have to replace that. They have a guy by the name of Trevor Goosby, who I think is going to be phenomenal down the line. He's a left tackle, you know, one of those 6'7", 6'8"-ish, maybe 8-ish guys, you know, a little over 300, 320, 315, 320-ish or so. But one of those guys who's kind of a freak who can, like, you know, 360 dunk on a basketball hoop, you know, that kind of freakish athlete. But he hurt his hand in practice recently. So I'm not quite sure if he's going to have like a club on his hand or what that's going to look like. So for me, you know, they're replacing a lot up front. And that for me is kind of the key, guys, is like, can this offensive line really withstand and withhold it and really hold up against whatever Ohio State is bringing from a defensive line perspective. You guys can speak more to that defensive line perspective as well. I mean, I know Texas got Hero Canoe. He got here in the transfer portal. But that's for me from an offense perspective. It's like, yeah, they're going to have some weapons. Like, they've drafted, as you may or may not have known, Texas does well in NIL, right? So you're able to get guys. And you know, as you probably know, that Texas has had really, really good high school classes. But at the end of the day, but to me, you still got to give props where props is due. At the end of the day, you're still going against Ohio State in their house. And for me, it's really that offensive line. Can that offensive line hold up against Ohio State for four quarters?
Anwar, fantastic insight as always. Hopefully Yelp treats you better than we did with some good food. Okay?
My bad, dude. My bad.
You know what? You should be ashamed of yourself. This is how you treat your guests, man. I hate to see what happens when people visit your house, man. You're like, I got this amazing dish. It's called Domino's. Like, all right, man, I'm good.
Thanks, Anwar. I appreciate it.
I deserve it.
He said, y'all take care. And just,
I didn't even hit the button. I didn't know that they had in Texas. I didn't know.
No, it's fine. You didn't know. Have you ever been to Texas?
No.
No, you'll get there one day, and then Anwar will be like, "We got Whataburger."
Yeah,
and that'll be a lot of fun for you.
Okay.
You know, I lived in Houston. I lived in Houston for 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah, but I couldn't help you out with the Raising Cane's question. I couldn't. That was
like,
that
were they there when you were there?
I don't remember them being there.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
If I'm being fair, I just remember a lot of Whataburgers.
Because I think their expansion has been like somewhat recent. Like I will. stay tried and true to it was a Columbus thing for a very long time, and then they started expanding on me, and then I lost track of how far the empire of chicken tenders has expanded. So
it's that, chicken tenders.
Hand up. That's
and
on
that
me.
Sauce. I mean, people just love it. I guess.
I guess so.
Chick-fil-A, Raising Cane's, Zaxby's, right? Like, I mean, there's basically there's just going to be a never ending supply of different chicken tender chains that are just always going to explode.
And evidently, they travel very quickly.
All right. Do you like that college football isn't as punitive for early season losses? 216-474-0092. We'll get into that next right here on Afternoon Drive. As always, you can listen to this show and all of our local shows on The Fan, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I think if you do something like that, like you're going to be playing from behind against Ohio State. I mean, you can't do that. You can't put kid gloves on him. You know, he's your starting quarterback for a reason. And you got to have the confidence in him that this is year three. He had 2 years under Quinn Ewers. He was able to kind of learn and develop from him and watch Quinn.
That is Anwar Richardson as he joined us. He's from orangebloods.com. He is one of the best when it covers the Texas Longhorns as we got a very big game tomorrow. And the part of this thing there's two things that are bothering me about this game, Nick. Nick Padone with me today. Daryl Rodder going to join us coming up in about 15 minutes as well. Two things that bother me. One, there's so much roster movement between these two teams. 26 guys in the NFL draft between the two rosters. 15 on Ohio State's side, obviously the most in the complete college football landscape. And 8 new starters for Ohio State in total. So it's almost impossible to predict how some of these things are going to go. Like you heard Anwar, for instance, talking about the wide receivers. He's like, they're all 5-star guys.
But he read me off a CVS receipt of dudes that I had never heard of before.
Exactly right. Like we wouldn't be able to pick them out if they walked into this bar. We're at the Barley House right now, and then said hi. We'd be like, okay, great. You're a 5-star recruit. We don't really know who you are. I'm not a big high school recruiting guy though. Some people are. Not really my jam.
Not mine either.
But the other part of this though that kind of is just a little different for me, Nick, is that it does feel like week one and a week one loss, or even early like last year with Ohio State and Oregon. They're not as punitive as they used to be. Mm-hmm. And so you can lose this game to Texas, and you've mentioned today already the idea that if you win this game, you're in the catbird seat and everything's great. But you can lose this game for either one of them, and it doesn't really change anything as far as playoff expectations or even national title expectations.
Yeah, like as long as you don't get boat raced, right? Like you could lose this game.
Even if you do, though.
And go beat Penn State, go beat Illinois, go beat Bryce Underwood in Michigan for the first time in a couple years, and you're still right there in the thick of the college football playoff conversation. And even if you're not one of the high seeds, like Ohio State is talented enough where they're going to be able to make noise in that playoff regardless of where they're seated. So I'm very fascinated by that component of this whole thing. And ultimately, I do have a lot of faith in the Buckeyes. I do think the Buckeyes will win tomorrow. But
what's the faith based on? I'm dying to find that out.
My faith is just based on the fact that I think they're just a better team than Texas. I think defensively, like it's Arch Manning's first start. It's Julian Sands' first start as well, but I like knowing that at least my quarterback making his first start has Jeremiah Smith, Carnell Tate, James Peoples we saw at times last year, like guys that you're familiar with. Whereas Arch Manning, like he mentioned all of these 5-star names, mm-hmm. That's great. We haven't seen any of these guys before, and we haven't seen Arch play a game as big as this one.
So like that part of it does go to the Buckeyes, the idea that you have what I believe to be the two best players on the field, no questions asked. Caleb Downs, Jeremiah Smith, two best players in this game, both are Buckeyes. And so that's a good thing, but it's such a quarterback-heavy dependent situation here, and especially with how we've been setting this all up. But with Ohio State, if they lose this game, it's not the end of the world. Same thing with Texas. And so as big of a game as it is and the gravitas attached to this all, I do have to sit back and resign myself that this game would have been so much sweeter 10 years ago, let's say, 15 years ago, where you lose and there's your whole season and what's even the point?
Do you like it? I can't decide if I like it or if I don't.
No, I think I do like it better 10, 15 years ago. Now, I did think it was a little unfair sometimes. Sometimes we get national title games and you'd be like, but the team that's third, you know what I mean? Like it never felt like you got 100% the right shakeup. 12 is too many for me. You might have a situation like Ohio State last year. If we're being truthful about it, they lost to Oregon, and then they lost as 21.5-point favorites to Michigan
in one of the more embarrassing games you could ever have. I hate that that's a national title team. Like, I love it for people that love Ohio State, and you can't take that away, especially the idea that Will Howard got better, the governor was taken off of him, and he was able to shine. But yeah, that kind of stinks.
I'm almost framing it like this. Tell me what you think about this.
All right.
It's a big game because these are two really talented teams, and they're two teams that we expect to be right in the thick of that college football playoff conversation at the end of the season. But it's not a big game in the sense of real meaning to what this season will ultimately become for both of these teams. Like, I'm amped for this game. I really am. Like, I'm more excited for this week one of college football than I have been for a while because of this, because of Clemson LSU as well. But I know that even if Ohio State goes out there and lays the wood to Texas, these teams could meet again in the college football playoff. And that's kind of weird. I did kind of like when it was just four teams, and it was like every game mattered so much. Every drive mattered so much back in those days. I do kind of miss it a smidge.
So what you're describing initially there, though, is basically what we have in the NFL, right? Ravens play the Chiefs. It's awesome in Week 15.
Right.
The same way it's awesome if it's the AFC title game. It's all good fun, but it is different. Like, the element that I thought college football always had going for itself was the idea that if I texted a buddy of mine, what are the best Ohio State football teams of the previous 25 years? The 0-2 team is like 10th on that list.
Yep.
And you can come up, I had a buddy of mine the other day, was like that 0-5 team that played Texas to start off. That 0-5 team is the best team he's ever seen. And it's like, well, that team didn't do anything special, all things considered. Like, but that part of college football, that unfairness attached to it all was always, I always thought it was a feature, not necessarily a bug.
Even more so recently in 2014, when it felt like there was so much pressure when it went to from JT Barrett to Cardale Jones. It was like Cardale has to get in there as the guy that we thought was the third string quarterback and win these games because the season is on the line.
Yeah.
Everything just felt so much more magnified, whereas now it feels like it doesn't really matter a ton. While I'm excited for the matchup, I really am, I do understand that you can afford to lose this game. Like, this truly isn't a week one must win.
It's been devalued in an interesting way, and it's funny because I think so many people are at an impasse of how they measure that versus what is actually happening, and it's made for a lot of people to get really excited for this game, as you should. It really is probably one of the best opening weekend games we've had in 25 years, but it does miss just a little bit with the idea that if Arch Manning stinks up the joint, we'll have a redemption, you know?
And especially like what Anwar just told us. Like, you look at Texas's schedule and what they've got
coming up.
Snooze fest, it's a bunch of cupcakes. Uh-huh. So, like, Arch Manning could stink up the joint, and we won't hear from them for a month until they play a meaningful game again. It just takes a little bit of the air out of the sails that is this game.
No doubt about it. Daryl Ryder, he'll bring some air back for us here. He'll join us next. We get the Sunday crew together as we break down the latest with the Brownies. Get you ready for Ohio State as well, as he's wearing an Ohio State hoodie. So Daryl's going to join us next right here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.